I'm running down a dream. Never touch me. Working on history. From wherever it leads, yeah, I'm running down a dream. Yeah, I'm running down a dream. Oh, hey there! I didn't know I had an audience. Well, I'm Joseph. Nice to meet you. I'm that guy from the book of Genesis. Quite a few chapters of ink spilled about me in that book. And me and my brothers, of course. You know, I'm the guy with the amazing Technicolor dream coat, you know, that my daddy gave me. Yeah, well, I couldn't wear that heavy coat in South Miami, so I had to change up my outfit a little bit. You get the point, right? I wonder how many of you are middle children. Any of you middle children? Come on, raise your hands. I can relate. I was a little toward late middle. I was the 11th out of 12. And I wasn't exactly the youngest. And how many of you are elders? I wonder. Oh, there's some elders. Yeah, y'all are good children. I can relate to that too, because I was the eldest of two, born to Rachel. There was me and then my younger brother, Mitch. Well, growing up in a big family like I did, you know, it was a lot of fun when we were kids. But then by the time that I turned 17 years old, it was not so very fun anymore. You know, I was a dreamer. I had all these dreams, and I loved to share them with my brothers. And I had this one dream that's like, hey, y'all love this. I had this dream where you all were coming to me, and you were all bowing down to me. We were older. We were older then. And y'all were all bowing down to me. And, you know, they didn't like that dream. So. And, you know, they really started treating me even more mean. And what was interesting was, you know, the more they were mean to me, the more my daddy, Jacob, favored me. And it got pretty tough on me. They started saying stuff like whenever they'd see me coming down the road, they'd say, oh, watch out, here comes the dreamer. Well, that happened. And then things got a little tougher on me when they decided not only they didn't like me so much, but then they were going to kill me. Literally. And they were in the process of dumping me into a pit where I would die. And then one of my brothers had this great idea. Let's not kill him. There's no money in that. Let's sell him. And then we'll make some money. We can still make up this big story. And they did. And we went back to pull my dad. There were these slave traders moving through our property, these Midianites, and they bought me. And then they ripped my Technicolor dream coat all to shreds, and they dipped it in goat's blood. They went back to daddy, and they said, oh my God. And they proceeded to die. But you know, God was with me. I had some real ups and downs in my life, but even though my brother sold me into slavery, God was there for me. And for them, too, believe it or not. You know, I ended up getting sold to this man named Potiphar. Now, you may not know Potiphar, but he was in the court of the Pharaoh. And so, I was a servant, but I was a servant for a high-up family in Egypt. And working for Potiphar wasn't so bad. But let me tell you, his wife was a piece of work. His wife, she thought I looked good, and she wanted me to, be her little handyman around the house while her husband wasn't home. And I rejected her advances time after time after time. And eventually, she got me tired of me rejecting her advances, and she made up this story about me attacking her, and it landed me in jail. persevere. And I've always believed that God would be with me through whatever I went through. And you know, there I was in jail, and I started interpreting dreams for my cellmates. They come to me with whatever they dreamed about, and I tell them what I thought it meant. Well, eventually, word got back to Pharaoh that I was really good at interpreting dreams. And so Pharaoh called me and wanted me to interpret a bad dream that he had, that he couldn't figure out what it meant. And I told him, I said, well, that's easy. You're going to have 7 good years of crops, like bumper crops, great weather. And then it's going to be followed by 7 years of drought, famine in the land. And so you had better save up while these crops are good so that your people can eat in the years when it goes bad. And wouldn't you know, Pharaoh listened. Pharaoh put me in charge of his entire treasury. The only person I reported to was Pharaoh. That felt good. But you know, I don't want you to think that I'm bragging about myself. This was God that made this happen. And I came to see that it was God working through me for the good of my family, but not only that, but for the whole nation of Israel. So, Israel, the area there in Canaan where my family settled, they didn't store up crops. Not at all. And so they got hungry. And then they came down to Egypt to buy grain from Pharaoh. Well, guess who they had to see do that? And they would never recognize me. I hadn't seen them in decades. They didn't recognize me in a million years, but I saw them. And I knew exactly who they were. And I tell you, I can barely hold back my tears. But I played a little bit of trickery on it for a while. It took a while for me to come around to this. But I said, you still got your little brother? This one little Benjamin that you're talking about? I want to see Benjamin. So I'm going to keep Simeon here with me. And you all go back. And you come back again and you bring Benjamin. Then we can talk about this lady. And so I messed with them a little bit. They did bring my baby brother back. And it was then that I disclosed to them, do I look familiar? I'm your brother Joseph, whom you sold into slavery. But you know what? Well, they turned, they were. They thought that I was going to return evil for evil. I said, no. God had been working something else in me. God had shown me that life had dealt me a lemon. What does God do with lemons? God makes them big. God had a blessing in store for us. And I was going to share that blessing. So I invited them. Bring Dad back. You all come. Live with me. You'll enjoy the best of everything that I have. The wealth that is mine is yours. You know, Jesus teaches about things like that, doesn't he? You know, Jesus was, wow, a millennium after I lived. But his word rings true throughout all the scriptures. If someone takes your coat, even your amazing Technicolor dream coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Yeah. Expecting nothing in return. Those who hate me. Those are good things to live. So, remember me, I'm the dreamer. I'm the dreamer. What dreams do you have? What seeds of hope has God planted deep in your heart that aren't growing in you? Live out those feelings. Treat other people how you want to be treated, no matter what comes. And those dreams will stretch. They'll become realities. And they'll bring the fruits to the big success. Yeah, I'm running down a dream that never would come to me. Working on history, going wherever it is.